Blog Talk Radio.
Is it possible to fall in love with your home? To get goosebumps in the driveway? Is it possible for your home to withstand nor'easters and help protect you from fire? Is it possible to fall in love with your home before you even step inside?
Discover the world of exterior solutions by James Hardy. Endless colors, textures, and design. It's possible with James Hardy.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Dragging my heart around, all I see for me is misery. I've got a right to sing the blues, got a right to moan and sigh, got a right to sit and cry down along the river. Gonna be calling me. Call it love, say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the blues.
Absolutely amazing. Peace and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I want to personally invite you, the attentive listening audience, to this advancement of self-sufficiency. This is the 3,545th presentation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. The number to call in is 516-453-9133, and you press 1 to interact. But we're going to do this in 3 segments, okay? Introduce myself to some. First of all, this is going to be done in 3 parts. The first part I want to address is the soulless white power structure that had the nerve to keep messing with us And they have been allowed to do this to protect them and their kind. I can comprehend to some degree, but when is enough is enough. Now, y'all had over 400 years to y'all advantage, and y'all have used it to our disadvantage. And it's only by the soul of our people that we have offered all kind of forgiveness to you and your kind. We know that you don't have the power to keep doing what you're doing. Otherwise, we have allowed that to some degree. But that day and time has ended. You have more than enough time to correct yourself. I'm not going to spend too much energy on it, but I want to say to my beloved people and all people who's listening tonight is stop giving them energy. But I also want to say this here. Hear me clearly. Some of our people are so disagreeable, they don't want to deal with you and your kind, right? But you soulless bastards, you have created an ink stain and one of the most sought-out corrections that you could have made for such a long time. You created an ink stain amongst yourself, amongst your own people, as well as the history of this great country that we live in America and throughout the rest of the world. Okay? I'm saying this to my people that have offered all kind of forgiveness to you. We cannot keep ignoring these idiots to keep doing what they're doing and getting away with it. Everyone who's sincere, who love our country, who love ourselves and each other, a matter of fact, it's not even about love, but have a mutual respect for ourselves and each other, we're going to band together and stomp you out. The other people I want to address is the other soulless bastards, the ones that look just like us, that come clothed in black or brown skin. You had the nerve, and I hope you're listening tonight, you had the nerve to either send a text or an email to the Woman of God show, and I'm talking about our commissioner of our great company. Enough is enough, because many of us are rallying together, the old and the young, going to wait for you to come to us. We're coming to you because you should know better. Some of you, if you are listening tonight, and I have been spending countless days and nights reaching a lot of the youth, something that I didn't do the 38 years of my earlier career, but I'm concentrating on it now because y'all have came after our children. And like any parent, and I am a proud parent of blood and children by adoption, I'm coming after our children to help save them, to catch them before they get involved with your silliness. You are trying to destroy a people who have already been destroyed. Instead of being a part of the solution, you will help keeping ignorance and our people in a state of ignorance and fear for such a long time. We had already been through enough for 400 years and counting. We don't need you to come along and not only just place threats, but you're out in the streets fussing, fighting, and doing all kind of things to destroy yourselves and each other. The blood of the innocent have ran rampant for such a long time. And me and many of us are here to stop you. Matter of fact, not only are we here to stop you, we're here to prevent you from doing what you're doing. Okay? You also had more than enough chance to turn things around. Okay? But some of the ones that I am working with, some of y'all young brothers that I talk to mouth to ear and in groups, some of you who are about that life, I appreciate you by gravitating towards me as an uncle figure. And I embrace you, nieces and nephews, because it's about family. It's about us doing what we're supposed to do and should have done a long time ago. And like my mother, my spiritual mother said, spare no mercy, right? I'm not showing you, black devil, any compassion the same way that I do with a pill. White power structure. Okay? So I just wanted to make that clear because tonight is about self-sufficiency. We as children of Mother Nature and Father Time, or the first children of the Most High, we are beautiful people. We have offered our hearts and even cried blood, sweat, and tears trying to get along with people, even to the point of backseat, not because we were scared. It's because we are just like our Creator, and we have offered you all kind of forgiveness, right, up until a certain point. And like I said earlier, some people we can't forgive. No matter how much we want to love, some people we can't, because our very lives and the future of our children and the rest of our lives is at stake, and we are no longer going to be playing games with you, okay? So now, with no further ado, before I bring my beloved sister, the woman of God, because it's about some serious business, we're going to take the first break of sound therapy with Hall of Fame Four-Time, who is having an American sound book with the greatest soul singer of our time. And we're talking about Mr. Sam Cooke. This is the 8th edition, and I feel fortunate to have been a part of 2 previously, and this tonight's going to make the 3rd. Okay, so sit back. All of you, please be patient. It's because when we come back for the first break, I'm going to bring and introduce to some and reintroduce to others the woman of God herself, pen and stage name E. Davis, one of the best our world has ever seen when it comes to business. So with no further ado, Hall of Fame Four Times, I'm going to take a seat in the audience along with the rest of the attentive listening audience just to hear what you're about to put on next.
There ain't nothing that I can do or nothing I can say that folks don't criticize me, but I'm going to do just what I want to anyway. And I don't care just what people may say. And if I take a notion to jump off into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. And if I go to church on Sunday, then cabaret all day Monday, it ain't nobody's business if I do. Take all of mine, honey. Ain't nobody's business if I do. And it leaves me in a pickle. And ain't nobody's business if I do. Whoa, whoa, I'd rather for my baby to hit me than to jump up and quit me. And no, nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business if I do.
Wow, absolutely amazing. I'm really, really enjoying this. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, to We Will Aware You as we speak about self-sufficiency. And a lot of people may not know exactly what that means. To be sufficient, to have enough, and matter of fact, more than enough, to be able to live by your own terms. And that's not anti-anyone. Before I bring, as I said before the first break, right, before I bring the woman of God on, because this is about us handling our business. And I normally pray and meditate and even think times. He also made this suggestion for me to to get in contact with my beloved sister, one of the best of our time when it comes to handling business, because we as a people have suffered. And to be honest, let's get it all out in the open, y'all. We haven't properly handled our own business. And I'm not saying that we didn't try. Many of us have tried, but we got to go beyond the state of just trying. We have to do. And I'm speaking on behalf of a people that have endured some of the most hellacious conditions that you can imagine. And what's really, really sad is as firstborn children or created children of the Most High or Mother and Father Time, as we know it, Mother Nature and Father Time, there's no reason why as a whole now, there's no reason why as a whole that we are in a condition as a whole, and that's a key word right there, that we are in this predicament and not being the rightful owners that pretty much had the wealth, the natural resources, ourselves and each other, and all of the resources that's pretty much financially back in the world. There's no reason why, as a whole, state that we are. Okay? So it's about us handling our business. And some of you out there comprehend exactly what Magic Man is talking about. It's about being fair. And tonight it's about truth, freedom, and equality. And if you are like me, then I'm ready. I've been ready. But I've been wanting most of you to also get ready. For over 38 years, from walking the streets of Nam to going to some of the most prestigious religious centers, just trying to reach you. So tonight I'm right back to the beginning. Right back where I started, okay? It's about us. And let me say this right quick before I bring the woman of God on. When we say going for self and doing for self and each other in our time, we have every right to be. Some of you are faith-based and religious, so I would even come back and say it's our God-given right for us to be able to look out for ourselves, even to the point of protecting ourselves and doing for ourselves without the aid of someone else. But here's the kicker. That's the big issue. Why is it when it comes to us and our self-sufficiency, why do it automatically translate to the ignorant that we are automatically anti-white or we're anti-other nations and nationality of people, and that's not the truth. We as a people are a lovable people, like I said before. We are forgiving people, like I said before. We have fought and even died to try to defend the rights of other people, but other people don't also do the same thing to the same degree that we have done for them. And like I said before the first break, enough is enough. So now, with no further ado, I want to introduce to some and reintroduce to others my beloved sister, pen and stage name, E. Davis. So E. Davis, if you will, please let the listening audience tone of voice.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, big brother? How are you tonight?
I am doing excellent. I feel blessed and divinely favored that you would take time to come on. We will aware you and share some of your expertise when it comes to business. Okay, you're also about fairness, but right now, we need this more now than we ever did. So I definitely give thanks to the Heavenly Father, our sustainer, which is another word I want the listening audience to get used to, because trust me, there is a difference. Okay? So,
right.
You know, I'm going to put it on pause, but please let the We Will Aware You attentive listening audience know more about you and how they can be supportive of you and your endeavors as well, okay?
Okay, first, I am honored that you asked me to be a part of this show tonight, this groundbreaking show. So thank you so much, Big Brother, for just asking me to be a part. Once you ask me, the answer is automatically yes. Anytime you need me to show support, you know I got your back. So once again, thank you. I am a published author of 8 books, and I'm also CEO and founder of Writer's Block Publishing LLC, a publishing company that publishes independent authors for free. I'm also a business analyst on this great station, WBNN, and my show is Next Thursday on the, let's see, the date is the 28th. So that is my show. And I'm still brainstorming on some business-minded topics. So I am a business-minded and serial entrepreneur. And I'm also the minister of the House of Gideon ministry that has been established as of May of 2023, where we offer our prayer and counseling.
And that is absolutely amazing, and it's so much needed. We definitely need that more so now than we ever did, because I look around and see our world and our people in a state of confusion. So that's why I give thanks to our sustainer and our Heavenly Father, and you being a willing worker, the willing worker that you are, okay? Thank you so much for doing your part. And, you know, what we're going to do when we come back, right? First, I want Hall of Fame four-time. Right now, he has opened the American Soundbook, highlighting one of the greatest to me, who is the greatest, I want to say one of, when it comes to songwriting and performing and everything. Matter of fact, when we talk about self-sufficiency, Sam Cooke, the late great, can very well be the poster child for what we are trying to convey tonight when it comes to self-sufficiency. And matter of fact, let me also put this right here on record, that he not only lived for it, he also had his life taken away. It's because he wanted to be independent. He wanted to have the ownership and when it comes to royalties and everything like that. And by route, why didn't he? He should have had that. And when he took that stand, lo and behold, the evil ones of their kind did everything in their power to stop him. So that's why I give thanks to Hall of Fame four times, okay? Who know what we're feeling tonight. So right now, again, I'm going to sit down in the audience, and I want to sit back and just try to absorb what Hall of Fame four times is about to provide for us tonight. So. Brother, do us the honors.
All of my love belongs to you. All of my love belongs to you. All of my because you belong to me. Even my hands belong to you. I use my hands to work for you. Even my hands belong to you. Because you belong to me. You gave me your love and swore by stars above you'd be with me all the way. You've been so good to me that I can plainly see the reason why I say, oh, even my voice belongs to you. I use my voice, to sing to you. Even my voice belongs to you, because you belong to me. Oh, you gave me your love and swore by stars above you'd be with me all the way. You've been so good to me that I can plainly see the reason why I say, even my voice belongs to you. I use my voice, to sing to you. Even my voice belongs to you. Because you belong to me. because you, you belong to me.
Wow. All praise is due to our sustainer who is making provisions for all of us to be able to tune in and to listen to something that's so soulful. Honors, honors to Sam Cooke, the late great, when it comes to self-sufficiency. So, Ms. E. Davis, the attentive listening audience may or may not have taken that necessary step to go into business. If you don't mind, what was your inspiration to want it to go in business for yourself? And I know that you shared it on your show, but, you know, right now, this may be new information to a lot of people who haven't heard your tone of voice and haven't listened to your testimony as of yet. So if you don't mind, you know, what inspiration to go into business for yourself?
The inspiration was, as an author, I always knew I wanted to write, right? Since I was 8 years old, that was always in my blood, in my DNA. And my parents always, they definitely encouraged me. They definitely supported me, but they always said, have a plan B. You never know if you're going to get picked up by the big publishing houses and things like that. So one day I had lost my job, and I heard the voice of God say, focus on your writing. And I was behind in my mortgage, and I had a car payment, a single parent, and I said, I don't have a writing career. But what I did for a month, because I got hired in a new job right away. I couldn't start for a month. They were putting together a training class. So what I did for that month, for that downtime, was got up in the morning, like 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, and I got on my laptop, my computer, and I edit my manuscripts. I had stacks and stacks of manuscripts sitting, and I didn't even know how to edit. So I learned how to edit. I went ahead and just edit those manuscripts. And once I believed that they were finished, I reached out to the literary agents, asking them to represent me to find publishers, and they all denied me. I had a book, a thick book that looked like a college book, and I reached out to a whole lot of them. They didn't have a market for my book, and my book was a love story. If you don't have a market for a love story, then there's a problem. So I found an online publishing company, a friend of mine has shared with me, and they published my book. So I said, well, let me just figure out how to market, how to get sales. And by December of that year, it's now 2015, and by actually day after Christmas, I met a gentleman who wrote children's books. It was children's books that really geared toward little black girls on their love for science. And he had one that the girl was a teenager. Then he did more so of a prequel when she was a baby girl, like 7 and 8 years old. And he was inspired by his goddaughter and his nieces. And like me, he went to the publishing houses, to the literary agents, and they said, you don't have a market for your book. So he started his own publishing company. And when I went and met him personally, I said, I am a student. So whatever, I said, please teach me how you did it. I said, I will do everything you tell me to do. And he said, start your own publishing company. Go in business for yourself. And I said, well, do I need to be like on Oprah's level? He said, absolutely not. And that day, Writer's Block Publishing LLC was born. I filed for my EIN number. I went ahead and got my LLC. And then I LLC'd my pen name, which is E. Davis. And so my pen name as an author is official business, is a brand. And that's when I was inspired to build my own table. Nobody can ever tell me no, unless I tell myself no. You can't tell me I can't publish it. You can't tell me I can't produce it. I own it. And that was the motivation, because there's always a market for a certain type of book. There's always a market for a love story, for a horror story, for a detective story, for poetry, for a motivational story. There's always a market. And I didn't want to say it was a race issue, because I went by the E. Davis. I didn't know if it was a gender issue. It didn't matter, because I now was building my own table. I was creating my own island, and I made a opportunity to publish your books as an independent author. And as of today, September 21st, 2023, we have 29 books published and aided in Vermont.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. I feel the energy to the attentive listening audience around the world, and we're going to come back to you. But right now, we have a caller number one in queue already. So caller number one in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, it's Jerry Petito from New Jersey.
Hey, the Jersey Jewel. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent. Another self-sufficient, business-minded woman who have not only brought so much information into our world, but so much divine love along with it. And you already know the Magic Man Haru have nothing but pure divine love for you and appreciation for what you even did for me. But that's a whole nother story. Hey, how do you feel about those words, self-sufficiency, Jerry?
First of all, I love those words. And I just want to say something to both of you, two of my favorite guests, hosts on WBNN, and you know how I feel about both of you. And to hear you guys collaborating together tonight is beautiful. I miss you guys, and I just want to tell you that I love you. And your topic is awesome. And you know how I feel about everything that you talk about. You know, I'm white, but I get it. I get it all. And, you know, my granddaughter's part black. You know that. Listen, you just have to keep doing what you're doing because your word has to be heard.
Amen.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Yes. So, just wanted to call in. Yep.
Thank you so much. I know that y'all are sisters, you know, definitely sisters in Christ and sisters by nature. So, E. Davis, you know, I love me as a brother. I love to see women get along. And see, that's what's so beautiful about our great company of WBNN. Despite everything that's happening in the external world, we have found a way to figure it out when it comes to us because we come together as a family here. And I give
That's
thanks
right.
to our sustainer for that.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
baby.
You know what, Jerry? You already know how I feel about you. I love you to infinity and beyond. And you are not only my sister in Christ, you're my sister, period, in love. You know what I mean? And I just appreciate who you are as a woman, as an entrepreneur. You are a motivation to me.
Well, I feel the same way about you. And you know that. I mean, guys listening, I just want to say something about both of these hosts right here, okay? Talk about motivational. I mean, the topics that you both share and talk about, everybody needs to hear, okay? There's not a person out there that could ever hear your shows and say, oh, that was nonsense, or I didn't need to hear that. That's bull. They need to hear everything you two have to say. Or how to say that.
Well, you know I'm humble and honored and love you with the heart and soul of me. And thank you so much because I personally want to say that, and I said it a time and time again, I wouldn't be where I am as an International Hall of Famer and a Lifetime Achiever without you doing your part. Yeah, I did my part as well, but it's ones like you who was able to take that first video and many other things that I try to offer the world when it came to divine healing. And you wasn't coerced. You felt inspired to share it and share it and share it. And again, I can't thank you enough for being everything that you are to me and the rest of our world. Okay?
Well, you're welcome, but I love you.
Right. All right. Yes, indeed. Hey, look, E. Davis, I don't know about you, but right now, Hall of Fame four times, the doctor, the good doctor, is going to put on some more of that sound therapy along with what we're doing tonight as we're speaking about self-sufficiency. So
all right,
with no further ado, Hall of Fame four times, what you got for us this time?
Saturday dance,
I heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. I don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. I don't get around much anymore. And oh, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up old memories? Been invited on dates. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore. Oh, I miss that Saturday dance. But I heard they flooded the floor. I couldn't bear it without you. I don't get around much anymore. So I thought I'd visit the club. But I only got as far as the door. Someone would have asked me about you. I don't get around much anymore. Oh, 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 darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. Oh, but never, but never, but never, but nevertheless, now, why stir up old memories? Oh, I've been invited on days, and I might have gone, but what for? It's awfully, awfully, awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore. No, 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 that I don't. I just don't get around much anymore.
Oh my goodness, that whole song has got me lifted, very uplifted. Thank you so much, Hall of Fame four times, our good doctor of WBNN. Look, attentive listening audience, even though I am taking time to get into the mindset, the brain of one of the best when it comes to business, and I'm talking about my sister, the host of Strictly Business of our great company, who also has her own company, who's here tonight to offer some sound advice when we're talking about self-sufficiency. So now we're talking about joint adventures. So now while you're getting ready, attentive listening audience, we haven't pressed that one yet. Remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133, and you press that one to get in queue, okay? Right now we already have someone else in queue already. So next call in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Gina Storm, Joliet, Illinois.
How you doing?
I'm happy to be here. I love the conversation, your guests, your energy, this show, and O&E because I'm alum.
All praises do. Thank you so much for pressing that. What does self-sufficiency mean to you?
I'm sorry. Ask the question again, please.
What does self-sufficiency mean to you?
Oh, self-sufficiency. Not a problem. I thought that's what you said. I'm like, so I've been self-sufficient since I was 17. No. I learned as a teenager to have a job, a check, and a hustle. I've had income streams for all this time. I'm now in my early 50s, and I'm creating generational wealth for my daughter and my grandchildren. I've purchased land that I plan to break ground on in 2025 to build a housing complex that could hold my immediate family if necessary.
Man, that is absolutely amazing. I'm telling you, and I'm asking and praying the sustainer to continue to bless you, to provide, and to also protect you, because we also know this here. I don't know for sure if you saw the header where I say, what's the big issue? Because I noticed a lot of times when we take that necessary step to be self-sufficient, even when it comes to growing our own food and just wanting to do something for ourselves, which, again, for some reason, it's being translated or misinterpreted, let me say it that way,
yes, as
is you are automatically against other people, and that's just not the case.
On the property that I own currently, that I live in, the house that I live in, I have fruit-bearing trees, apples and pears that I preserve, and then we eat them, you know, as time goes on. I also have an herb garden in my window, and I'm growing wild strawberries and mushrooms in my front yard, too. I just planted some carrots and celery. So my thought is this. I'd love to be self-sustaining. I actually would like to live off the grid, but in the interim, I'm doing everything that I can so that I can take care of me, and then later, once I'm gone, my daughter will be able to take care of herself and my three grandchildren. So this is a mindset that I've had for quite some time. I was raised this way. I don't know anything else.
Well, I really, really appreciate you coming on and pressing that one. Thank you so much and tuning in to the rest of the show. And, again, I really, really appreciate you taking time to share that with the attentive listening audience. We have another caller in queue. Next caller in queue.
Hold on. Before we take that caller, let me let you know who this woman is. Shut up, Gina, because I'm going to say it. This young lady was part of one of the greatest poetry shows in the history of our network, for those who don't understand our storied history. The King, Cadence, Storm, Poetry, Art, Feature, and Desire. And, you know, this young lady was part of 20 championships with that trio, right? But then she's the only host in the history of our network to have her own show by herself with, you know, right, Gina? The Perfect Storm, right? And then have 16 straights without a loss. Now, I'm going to say that again. This young lady that you heard tonight, E. Davis, and Honey Bakatoon and the rest of the world, came on and had 16 straight championships without a loss. You know, the only other host that did that in, you know, the so-called teens is a young man by the name of Clever One. You know what I mean? The greatest rookie we ever had in the history of our network. I thank you so much, Gina Storm, for the history that you provided for WBNN. And, like we always say, right, the one and only Beverly Nation. I'm gone.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I'm humbled and grateful, even though I'm embarrassed. That's
one of the most divinely gifted when it comes to spoken word. I was going to get there, but, you know, me and Hall of Fame four times, we are definitely one. And you can't see me, but there's a certain photo I like to share when I take a bow to show divine love and respect and honors to the soul of King Cadence. You know,
absolutely.
You know, as a matter of fact, his photo came down my timeline the other day. So by you allowing your voices, I'm sorry?
I thank you for your support of his mixtape. Clarence Ferguson Jr., a.k.a. C-34 Music, my big brother Dexter, said, Dee Dee, I want to do something for Randy, King's Cadence. And so he asked myself and Rebel P. Jones to do the intro, the interlude, and the outro for the mixtape. And you were there thanking and giving credit when credit was due. So I want to thank you for supporting him and his legacy and his memory. I appreciate that. Don't make me cry.
Likewise. All right. Love you. Love you both. Man, you know, you're talking about crying, man. When we listen to the soulful voice of who you are spotlighting tonight, and we're talking about self-sufficiency, you know, it's hard not to fight back tears, because I want y'all to listen and hear me close, attentive listening audience. The same way they came after one of our greatness and took his life, and you take that stand to do something for yourself, trust me, the so-called powers that be want to come after you as well. Whether you're trying to grow your own food or whatever, but don't let that scare you, because here's what they don't want is our unity. And they can't stop the bun rush. So anyway, Hall of Fame four times. Is there another call in queue or you want to take us to another break, sir?
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money I didn't care, taking my friends out for a mighty good time. I bought that bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Oh, but then my money began to fall so low. Couldn't find no friends, I had no place to go. And if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on till that eagle grins. Cause I found out that nobody wants you. Nobody wants you when you're down and out. When in your pocket, oh, there's not one penny. You find out your friends, oh, you just haven't got any. But oh, just as soon as you get up on your feet again, here they all come saying they're your long lost friend. But oh Lord, I found out without a doubt that nobody wants you. I know nobody needs you. I found out that nobody wants you when you're down and out. Nobody wants you when you're down and out. When in your pocket, oh, there's not one penny. You find out your friends, oh, you just haven't got any. Oh, just as soon as you get up on your feet again, here they all come saying they're your long lost friend. Without a doubt that nobody wants you. No, 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 nobody needs you. I found out that nobody wants you when you're down and out.
Wow. Oh, my goodness, my sister, did you hear that? Hey, matter of fact, I want to put you on the spot. I know you're a music lover and attentive listening audience. Look, we got another call in queue, but here's a bonus. Matter of fact, I'm even going to ask this and see if the call in queue. I don't know who you are, but I can feel you. But there was another person that came along years later that also took a portion of that that says, nobody wants you when you're down and out. And I wonder, do you know who that other person was besides Sam Cooke? But anyway, let's call in Q. State your name, where you're calling from.
No, he's not going to do that, E. Davis. He's not going to let that out there. You know what I mean? He's not going to just go talk. How in the world are you going to bring on Bobby Womack after Sam Cooke? You ain't nothing, man. You ain't nothing to do that. You ain't nothing. I'm going to bring the caller on, caller. Come on. Booney Bakatoon is tripping. I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, my God.
Check. Peace. Jetty A-Track, how y'all doing this evening? Booney Bakatoon, E. Davis, how you living?
Doing well. Hey. Thank you for asking.
Blessed and divinely favored on behalf of you, sir. How you doing tonight?
And man, I'm lovely tonight. I'm hearing y'all conversation talking about self-sustenance, self-sufficiency. You know what I mean? Just being inspired by the gems that y'all dropping. You know, I appreciate both of your minds tremendously. You know what I mean? I'm living lovely.
Good. We'd like to hear that.
Thank you so much. Definitely thank you so much. Hey, pertaining to that subject, sir, and I definitely appreciate you for being, you know, who and what you are and offering your services to WBNN and the rest of our world. When it comes to self-sufficiency, what type of tips would you like to share with us or wouldn't mind sharing with us pertaining to that?
Ooh, so I know just to add to the gumbo that's being cooked in the kitchen this evening, I know that there is an essence of faith that's necessary to be able to be self-sustained, you know, to self-sustain, because there are so many people. Like, we're a social being. Human beings, we're a social creature, so we network naturally. It's in our genetic, makeup to network, to socialize. So in networking and socializing, you go through the levels and the tiers of various people who have either achieved their dreams or failed to do so. And there's a higher percentage of people who have failed to achieve to do what's necessary for them to manifest their dreams, because, you know, the frequency, the prevalent frequency that we're living in is way more negative than there is positives. So it's easy to run into people who are going to tell you, hey, you know, here's the safe route. Hey, use the safety net. Hey, get a plan B. Hey, do all of these things that kind of take you away from being able to put 100% of your energy towards being able to sustain yourself in the way that is necessary to break chains, to break the mold, to break generational curses, to do these things that take, you know, an extraordinary amount of energy, extraordinary amount of willpower, of spiritual, you know, oneness, if you will. So you have to have faith. You have to be able to know that there is something beyond the physical means of sensing it. You have to be able to have an imagination that allows you to see a vision, to know that that vision exists. It's like artistry, right? An artist can be able to see the colors and to see the painting before a lick of painting goes on the canvas. You know, the most exciting thing to an artist is an empty canvas, because the possibilities are endless. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to have that to your spirit. You got to be able to have that excitement when it comes to seeing a blank canvas, because there's so many people that see anxiety when it comes to that blank canvas, not knowing what to put down. But you got to have faith in your abilities. You got to have faith in where God is putting you. You got to have faith in the purpose thereof when it regards your life.
Yeah, you definitely need to move in faith and trust that what you're doing is for a purpose. Just like in my situation, I had to trust God when he said, focus on my writing. I couldn't look at what was naturally in front of me. I had to take it to the spiritual realm. The Bible says, as long as you have faith as big as a mustard seed. So all I had was a mustard seed. And I moved. I worked, and faith without works is dead. So what I did was, instead of just wallowing in the bed that I lost my job, wallowing in the bed that I was behind on my mortgage, wallowing in the bed that I had a car payment, I got up and I got on my computer and I learned how to edit manuscripts. I learned how to use the proper verb tense, adverbs, adjectives, all that. Even though I was a writer, I knew how to write the story, but I didn't know how to properly tell the story. So I just learned. I just took that time, that downtime between jobs, to learn it. And because I stepped out on faith, I'm where I am today.
Man, that is absolutely amazing. I give honor and gratitude to our sustainer for both of you, Jetty 8-Track, you know, definitely one of our best when it comes to WBNN, and of course, UE Davis. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take another break, and then we're going to bring on another caller as we open up Joint Adventures. So Hall of Fame, 4-time, the legendary Dr. Oladele Ngozi, do us the honors.
I know why I waited, know why I've been blue. I've been praying for someone, baby, exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? For no one does those love scenes, baby, exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna give this world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming and the schemes I'm scheming. Now I know why mother taught me to be true. She met me for someone, baby, exactly like you. Just like you, baby, oh, just like you. Mother met me for someone exactly like you. Why, no, why I waited, I know I've been blue. I've been waiting for someone, baby, exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two when no one does those love scenes, baby, exactly like you? You make me feel so grand, I wanna give this world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming and the schemes I'm scheming. Now I know why mother taught me to be true. She met me for someone exactly like you. Just like you, baby, oh, just like you. Mother meant me for someone exactly like you. Just like you, baby, pretty, just like you. Mother meant me for someone exactly like you.
Well, welcome back, attentive listening audience, to We Will Aware You. And tonight, on this particular advancement, along with my special honored guest, the businesswoman herself, the woman of God, E. Davis, and, of course, you, this is Joint Adventures, and right now we have another caller in queue. So next caller in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Kuni Bakatoon and E. Davis, my two favorite people in the world.
That's the king.
Tag teaming up to take over the world. How you guys doing?
Hey, we just try to do our part, sir. Try to do our part, man.
Wait a minute. As Gina Storm is on this line, I got to say something to Gina about this man right here, E. Davis and Huni Bakatoon. One of the greatest gifts of internet radio broadcasting, because this man has done something that only five people in the world has ever done. No one in internet radio history, other than those five people, has 30 all-time connection records in a row. This man had 33 on this network. Goodbye.
That's why he the king.
Yes, well
hello,
deserved.
Mr. Storm. You hear me out there? With all due respect, he's in the masters. But, all right, so I want to, hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, loud and clear.
So, now your question, can you ask your question again, Huni? Were you asking for black people self-sufficient? Is that what you were asking?
No, especially when it comes to us, because you know me, I'm mainly looking at the conditions as a whole. You got some of us, right? First of all, when it comes to self-sufficiency, and what I wanted to do is, see, you already started such a Mr. Hall of Famer. I was trying not to go there yet.
Uh-oh.
But that's okay. That's okay. It's good. It's all good, because that's the big question. And I put, you know, and I spell big in all capital letters. Why do it seem like when it comes to self-sufficiency, no other people that the so-called powers that be come after with such aggression that they do us, whether we're handling business legally or illegally? That's my main point. what's the big deal? It seems like it's okay for other people, right? And a lot of times they have been successful. I'm not going to say they haven't had their issues and their challenges, right? But for some reason, when it comes to us, and to me, it's a shame. It's because anyone in their right state of mind with all the evidence, we got enough evidence to reconvict O.J. Simpson, showing and proving who and what we are as the first children of the Most High is no excuse, Mr. Hall of Famer. It's no excuse as a whole for us to be in the condition that we're in and taking a back seat. I'm tired of us taking a back seat. Rosa Parks already did her job.
Well, with all due respect, Brother Mooney and Sister Davis, Rosa Parks, you know, Rosa Parks did her job, but there's more to be done. I don't feel, and I'm just being honest, I don't feel that we're self-sufficient yet. Yes, we have many others within our group that are doing just fine, that are doing well. Some of us are doing excellent, but as a group, I don't believe we are self-sufficient yet because we don't trust each other enough to be self-sufficient. We don't have the trust yet as a group. In my mind, self-sufficiency means we're in a space where we can depend on each other economically, socially. We can depend on each other. And unfortunately, unconsciously, we still look towards our oppressors, unfortunately. But I do believe that we're moving in that direction. But right now, I do not feel like we're self-sufficient. Because when we're truly self-sufficient, and that means we're trusting and depending on each other, then we don't care what anybody outside of us says. That wouldn't stop us. We wouldn't pay that no mind. We would forge on ahead and do what we have to do for ourselves. So because that's still an issue and we let others hold us back, then I would have to say no. Because other groups that are empowered, they don't worry about all of that. They move and forge on ahead within themselves, and then they become integrated within the system from a power perspective, which means they have their representatives to make sure their laws and rules are enforced, to make sure that what they're concerned with is being taken care of. That's what they do when they're in power. So we're trying to move there, but we need more trust amongst ourselves. And again, you've heard me say this over and over again. It's a byproduct of us still needing to heal. We must trust each other more. We must patronize each other more. You know, our water is just as cold as anybody else's water. You know, we still have other people selling us hair that we wear that we shouldn't really need to wear. Somebody else outside of us is selling us hair. You know, we have leagues, we have sports leagues, and that are predominantly black, but the owners are white or some other group. We're making strides. We're seeing more people, and things are happening. But we still got to move more in that direction. So, for right now, I do not believe overall the group that we're self-sufficient. That's just my two cents.
And what you said is true. So now, woman of God, what do you think about what the Hall of Famer, Mr. Ted Strength, came up here on my show? We Will Aware You, dropping those bombs like that. How do you feel? About what he just said.
I honestly agree with him. We're not self-sufficient because we're also crabs in a barrel. We don't want to see each other win.
Mm-hmm.
So I completely agree. Until we learn how to build our own tables, build our own communities,
yep,
and get back to really solely supporting each other. The reason why we don't support each other as much as we should because of integration. Now, I'm not opposed to integration because we all can work together, all races. But when integration happens, it lessens the value of supporting each other. And also the fact that we need to really, really, really do better as businessmen and women. You know, the stereotype, you know, don't trust a black business, you know, open up on time, the prices are too high, and, you know, things like that. And we need to really value the black business's prices, and we need to value the community's time. Because if a shop has to open up at 10 o'clock and it's not open until 10:30, or the owner's not rushing in till 10:45, they're not even organized, that's just a bad business. And they're not going to get my money. And I hate that it's our people that do that. So we definitely need to do better.
You know what? Now she's stepping on my toe. She stepped on my toe, y'all. I had to come on here, Terrence and Brother Hooney, because I don't agree with integration or assimilation. Everybody knows that. We're going back to school, Beverly Nation 2013. I do believe in desegregation because I do believe I should be able to stay where I want to stay. That's the option.
Right.
I'm a human being. However, I never believed in integration because it destroyed businesses, and I don't believe in assimilation to try to be like them. No, be yourself. No, understand who you are. Yes, we're great. Be able to, articulate and be able to be palatable to others in a certain extent. But when the respect factor is over and you step over that line, I'm going to curse you out no matter who you are. Period. You disrespect me, I'm going to disrespect you right back. And we can go to blows, whoever it is. But, however, you know, I try not to, you know, have that constant California, you know, way I was raised. But we all are educated people. We're educated people. And we should be able to talk to each other in a respectful manner. But like Looney Pocket says all the time, when it comes down to this American society, you give us, like Beverly Nation, we're going to take what we want. I'm going to kiss my ass.
And yeah,
okay.
And You know what? I can piggyback off of what Brother O just said, because unfortunately, because we don't trust each other and we can't depend on each other, then we are forced to take what our oppressors offer us. We are forced to try to go get jobs from them and all this stuff. We're in that position because we don't work together and we don't trust each other. The day that happens at a 95% clip, then all of that changes. It all will change. So I have hope that we're moving in that direction, but as of today, no.
I hear you, and definitely thank you so much for adding your input, everybody's input. Just like I feel the divine energy to the attentive listening audience who's listening tonight as we speak about self-sufficiency. But I also want to add on to the build, if you will. Everything must take place in the mind first. Long before things actually manifest here, plain or whatever, this is exactly where it's at. And we've been divided in mind for such a long time. That has been a part of the powers that be, the so-called white power structure. This is what they have been using to their advantage and to our disadvantage. But as I also said for over 38 years, and I'm going to say it now, it's not even about them because we predated them, okay? Soon as we really accept that, because see, this is almost 2024 and a lot of us still thinking that we are not the people that the scriptures, all of them, spoke about. And we are great people despite what other people said about us. And again, it's not about what other people, it's about what we think and feel about ourselves. So thank you so much, Hall of Famer Terrence Spence, for coming on. You know, the phone lines and the energy is really, really all that and then some when it comes to this self-sufficiency. We got another caller in queue, E. Davis. So next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
It's Angela. I am calling from Atlanta, Georgia today. Can you hear me?
And how are you doing? Yes, loud and clear. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing. I'm listening. But I just want to say this. We got to change our mindset, and then we got to change what come out of our mouth. So as long as we keep putting these things out into the atmosphere, we can't work together. We can't show up on time. We can't do this. We can't. It's going to continue. So we got to change our mindset. It all starts with us individually. If you want change, you got to be the change. You got to lead by example. So that's my spiel.
Well, I definitely appreciate that.
I completely agree. Life and death are in the power of time. That's what the Bible says. So we speak positivity, we're going to get positivity. So we definitely have to exude that. And like you said, If we want change, we have to be the change, and it starts with us.
I totally agree. And thank you so much, international attentive listening audience. Again, I am the campaign manager for the lady, the tone of voice that you just heard, Angela Thomas. Please, we're coming down to the wire and get those emails, cast your vote. She's already done her part, and she continues to do her part. She had a great show last night. Now I'm asking you, attentive listening audience, to support one of our own. Some things don't cost you anything when it comes to commerce, but just a little time, space, and energy to take time and email me, the campaign manager for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame nominee. Okay, take time to email me at majikmanheru@gmail.com and just simply saying I cast my vote for author Angela Thomas. And if you want to add in a testimonial, you don't have to, but we'll welcome that as well, okay? And we'll count it. Thank you so much. So now, Hall of Fame four time, it's getting hot in here. I need for you to cool us off a little bit with some more of that Sam Cooke.
I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing, and then a kiss. Oh, but more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health. Oh, and more than well, I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I will never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. Oh, honey, I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. Oh, but most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you.
Man, I'm talking about smooth with it. Welcome back, attentive listening audience. I'm telling you, I am really, really enjoying tonight, and I feel the energy. This one here is not only motivational, but inspirational, y'all. I want each and every one of us, and a well-known singer, another well-known singer said, God bless the child that has his or her own. There's nothing wrong with working with someone else, but definitely take time to have a little something for yourself. So, again, we have another caller in queue. So, caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your uncle showed up to the fight party looking like Dracula with too much dye in his beard. What's good?
What's up, nephew?
Oh, man, ain't nothing. I'm just out here hang gliding, you know what I mean? Shout out to Uncle Hooney. Shout out to E, you know what I'm saying? What's good with it? You know what I'm saying? We out here building it. Now, if you don't mind, I would like to give a comment about what's going on tonight here. What I would like to say about us, I'm going to say us, you know, like the There They Are Us people or the movie, us, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, us want to be somebody else. That's the problem. People not really acknowledging that part. Be us wants to be them. You see what I'm saying? That's the whole issue. And people, stop practicing polytheism. You know what I mean? Because your polytheism got you not knowing what to trust and who to trust. Because if you're placing your trust in the wrong areas. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. You know what I mean? Somebody tell you they going to let you hold $5. You know what I mean? You're going to kill yourself if they don't show up with it. You feel what I'm saying? Where, we got too much resentments, too much animosities, and all these kind of things, you know what I mean? Too much privileges, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to tell you this, no matter who the president is, guess what Clev One doing? Hang gliding. No matter who the chief of police is, guess what Clev One doing? Hang gliding. No matter who the mayor is, guess what Clev One doing? Hang gliding. You see what I'm saying? So what's happening to us in real life? What's happening to us in real life? Are we imagining all this hatred upon ourselves? Or are we just fueling it? Because if it's evil, guess what? It's all through the scriptures, if you read them, that when the evil is done to you, it's because of what you did with your own damn hands. You called it on yourself. So, you see what I'm saying? Stop calling stuff on yourself. Stop practicing polytheism because that's what they want you to do. You heard Sister Bessie when she ran down the list. You see what I'm saying? She said that they said, and they will follow our religion. What religion y'all think that is? You know what I'm saying? So I just want to know, you know, where the real answer's at. Because, you know, dude, is we asking questions just to be asking them because that it sounds good? Or do we really want to know what the hell is going on out here? Because if you really want to know what the hell is going on out here, right, read your big-ass books that you don't read. You know which one I'm talking about, people. You know what I mean? Y'all know what I'm talking about, where y'all go 8 years doing this, 8 years doing that. Every subject you learned in life, it was a textbook. You see what I'm saying? The whole thing is the textbook that we supposed to be studying out of, we not reading none of them. But we still asking questions. But all the answers are in the books that you do not read, people. So please stop asking questions, people, and start reading where the answers are. You see what I'm saying? Now, don't just showboat the joint because it looked good in your hand. You feel me? With all the glistening, glowed up pages and all that. Read the red words while you're at it. You see what I'm saying? Since y'all doing that. You feel me? And that, you know, and furthermore, know that it's things, it's further information that confirms the truths in this matter. So, people, know why you're lost, where you're lost at. You know what I mean? We can't get it together because none of us know who the hell we are. We trying to be other people. Remember? Every time they wave something around, you got to jump up for it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all forgot that part. You see what I'm saying? So stop wanting what they got. Have your own, you know, get adapted to your own cultures. You know what I mean? Own your own languages. Own your own stuff. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to worry about what somebody else got, what somebody else's claim that they invented. You heard that. Claim that they invented. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to stab in with that. You feel what I'm saying? I will be on the 4th of next month, a.k.a. Halloween the 13th. You know what I'm saying? Chasing people down in the wilderness if I have to. You look back, I'll be right there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I got to say to the people, man. Don't get captivated in your own foolishness. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to what you're doing, not what everybody else is not doing. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where ain't nobody eats his little sister nasty-ass buffalo chicken dip at the Super Bowl party. Check your satellites.
And love and appreciate your input. definitely do. But here's a key point I also want to add on to the bill. Many people have read many different things. So key or the missing piece of the puzzle, you hear me clearly, is a lack of comprehension. Once people are able to comprehend what they're actually reading, then it opens up for a whole new door and go from a belief state into a knowing state. So with no further ado, we're going to take another break of that powerful sound therapy by the legendary doctor himself, Oladele Ngozi.
As I walk down the street, everyone that I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky soul, and so the birds in every tree, they are so neighborly, they sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky soul, and so oh, but if you ask the amount in my bank account, I'll have to admit I'm kinda slipping. Oh, but that don't bother me, 'cause confidentially I've got a dream that's a pippin'. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to home where my love awaits, I know. I got to be a lucky soul, and so oh, but if you ask the amount in my bank account, I'll have to admit, oh, that I'm slipping. But I know that don't bother me, 'cause confidentially I've got a dream that's pippin', and oh, and when the day is through, each night I hurry to home while my love awaits, I know. I guess I'm I got to be a lucky soul, and so lucky so and so.
Wow, absolutely amazing. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, to We Will Aware You as we do this advancement on self-sufficiency. Yes, we have a way to go, but we also took great, great strides to do that. And it all begins in a state of mind. So now we have another caller in queue. So next caller in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Huni. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. And hello, E. Davis. How are you?
Hello, Mo. How are you tonight?
I am doing great. Great show. Great topic. I wanted to chime in and say my little two cents. I don't think that we're self-sufficient at all. Unfortunately, I do think that post-traumatic slave syndrome has been in full effect here, and we lack trust and we lack group cohesion because we haven't fully healed as a group from slavery. I really believe that in the bottom of my heart.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yep. I just don't think we've done. I think that it's set up for, because there is so much systemic racism. We have not been able to heal. It's not that we don't want to. I don't think that we're a people that doesn't want to heal. I think that we haven't been able to because of those side effects.
I definitely agree with that. What you're saying, Mo, because we still kind of shuck and jive on the responsibilities and what we need to do for ourselves as well as each other. I just know that now is the time to just stop shucking and jiving. And like Andrew said, to start speaking life into our circumstances, speaking life into the situation and be the positivity that we need to be.
Exactly. But some of us aren't ready yet. Some of us haven't healed enough to be in that headspace. Yes.
It starts with the mindset.
I agree. Totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Great point.
Thank you so much for coming on, Mo Garman. I really, really appreciate you adding your input. And, you know, to some degree, you know, we have a ways to go. But, again, that's where everything began. I know my self-sufficiency. And, see, a lot of people want to equate that to money. And it's, everything is not always about finance. Yes, we do need that. But, again, once I was able to take control of my mind after June 13th, 1985, it opened another door for me to the point where I'm able to not only, you know, just read a bunch of stuff, but I'm able to comprehend what I'm reading. I'm able to be able to think on my own. And to me, that's the difference. Again, a lot of people haven't even comprehended something as simple, and it's right there in all our scriptures. The mother of the scriptures, formerly known as the Torah or the Old Testament, and it's right there. This is something that me and the woman of God, E. Davis, we spoke about when it spoke about dominion. Dominion is rulership. Now, someone would have to be deaf, dumb, stupid, and blind not to realize that when it's talking about dominion, it's not giving dominion to everybody, every nationality, and every human being on mission planet Earth, because it wasn't all nationalities at the so-called, and this is a key point, a recreation, not a creation itself. If people really comprehend that, and then to me, everything is right in sync on why. There's a lot of factors on why we don't control ourselves and each other and our natural resources that many of people, world powers of the world, is using that as financial backing. Okay? But the main thing, once we comprehend that, until you comprehend that, not you, Mo Garman, but attentive listening audience, and be able to see it for what it is, we're dealing with a whole other situation. And here's what's so
true.
Unique
look
about
at what's
it.
Going on in Africa right now. I think that the Africa is going away from the U.S. dollar. They're joining with Russia and China, and now they're creating a nation over there. So I hear what you're saying.
No doubt. I appreciate everything that you are, especially for our great company of WBNN, and just you're just good for our world with what you are adding on. Let We Will Aware You Audience know how it can be supportive to you and your endeavors, please, before you go.
Farming on October the 6th, right here on WBNN at 9:30 p.m. Thank you so much, Huni. You have a great night, guys.
I will. Thank you for making it better.
Thank
so,
you,
woman of God, you know, this right here is something that I feel like that I'm praying to our sustainer that we're going to have to revisit this from time to time. The show is not over, but I wanted to pick your brain, and I wanted to reintroduce you to some and introduce you to others because, again, I want to openly share something with you. I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to do it in close because I want to surprise you and the attentive listening audience about something. Okay, but what information, you know, as we bring this, you know, part of the show to a close, and of course, Joint Adventures is still open. You still have time, attentive listeners, to come on and join us. But while I have you and have your attention right now, what have kept you inspired with all, and this is my question to you, E. Davis, when we look at the challenges that we face, like you said, with all the things that, you know, the pressure that you was under to go in business and stuff for yourself, right? take me and the attentive listening audience from that state of mind to where we are now, getting ready to go into another fiscal or calendar year. What keeps you inspired to be able to have something for yourself and to do something for yourself?
I refuse to ask for a table. I'm going to build my own in anything. I'm not going to beg to sit at your table. I'm going to build my own in every endeavor. And I know that I have to, it's just the power of learning. Just like I'm in a process now of understanding how to run the Adobe Creative app with the Photoshop and the Premiere Pro, because I've started a blog, a podcast called The E. Davis Show. So I have to learn how to edit videos. I'm not going to beg a videographer to edit my videos or pay the prices. I don't mind paying the prices, but it's like I can keep that money in my account and learn how to do it myself. Now, if somebody needs a videographer, I can always make a referral. But it's just the motivation. I'm not going to beg to sit at your table. I'm going to build my own.
And that's exactly where it's at when it comes to self-sufficiency. We were born or created to be able to do something for ourselves. And when you take time to do that, not only do, and correct me if I'm wrong, it gives you a strong sense of awareness and a strong sense of pride. And matter of fact, along with that, and correct me if I'm wrong, when you love yourself and know yourself, there's no time, there's no room for hate. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that the only ones that's really hating and that constantly fight, and this don't apply to everyone. I'm talking about the ignorant ones that's out there that will overstep their bounds or attempt to overstep their bounds, is because a lot of us want to do something for ourselves. And again, doing something for ourselves don't mean that we're anti anyone else.
Right. And that doesn't mean we're anti, because I believe in the power of networking. I just know that before I ask you, I'm going to learn it myself. So in the event that you can't or you won't, I will already learn it. And if I do choose to go to somebody else, it just means I want to show them support and throw money at their way. But I could do it myself. Like, I could publish my own books. I could write my own books. Now I'm learning how to make my own videos. And if it's at the point where I don't feel like doing it myself, or, again, want to, then, you know, I have the money to, you know, to throw your way, give you the business. But if you can't do it for whatever reason, or you won't do it for whatever reason, I can do it myself. I'm good. I'm going to build my own table. That's just the bottom line.
But I love it. I love it. And the words, not only, again, I don't want to give it away, you have really inspired someone else to come on and impress that one. So next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello. How are you guys doing? This is Tiana Speaks.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Hello, homie, brother O and E. How are you guys? It's good to hear you guys, like, collaborating on the radio. It's a nice combination. I wanted to know if you had a question for me. And you know I had to call in as a first show.
Well, we're talking about self-sufficiency, and I, as a brother, you know, I love to see sisters build. So, matter of fact, it's about self-sufficiency. So, you know, I definitely had to pray and meditate on it, and I give thanks to E. Davis answering the call and being with us here at WBNN tonight as she shared tidbits and stuff like that when it comes to business. But how do you feel about being as self-sufficient as you possibly can in this day and time? Tiana Speaks.
I feel as though, like, so I got to where I'm at by just, like, I feel like helping others, and I learned a lot, like, in the industries that I'm in. I just watched and I learned. So I'm what you call autodidactic. I do teach, like what she said about teaching yourself, you can do that. A lot of people are just, you know, scared, but there's so many resources out there just to learn, like, for free, a lot of things. So for me, I don't mind asking for help or anything like that. So I'm very self-sufficient, but at the end of the day, I can teach myself. But some things can arise when you go through life that someone else might have encountered a problem, and then you'll already know how to solve that problem if you have that conversation with that person, you know, or you watch what they're doing, or you ask some questions, and that's what I've done, you know. But I feel as though to be very self-sufficient, you have to be confident. And I think a lot of us, we lack confidence to go and do things ourselves. We always feel like we need someone else. We need that push. We need someone to say, hooray, like, good for you, that pat on the back. When you can just do it, be your own cheerleader. And you can go through life and do amazing things. I was a person that I work with, and she spoke about in the industry as a woman how you get treated. But I never really experienced that because I don't even, like, that doesn't even go to my head when I'm going in a room with people or anything. Are they going to accept me? Because I accept myself. So if you accept yourself, you have, like, other people have no choice. So I just you have to have that confidence to go forward and do what you do. But also you need humility and to be humble about it because you never know who's watching you, who you can inspire, and you can learn a lot just from – I don't think there's anything wrong with asking people or having them teach you things because they can teach you things that you might not necessarily learn on your own. So, you know, but I you know, for instance, me speaking Spanish, I learned 2 years of high school. I learned myself. You know, I still teach myself different, even trying to teach myself different languages today. I'm not afraid to learn things on my own. We have to have that confidence to go out. There's YouTube. There's free education. There's so many different websites to learn so many different things so you can achieve your goal to where you want to get to. See, we're taught in school that you have to go to school, you have to get your degree, and then you have to work for somebody, and that's it, and then just be under somebody. That's the way we're taught, and that's the way we're brainwashed. When we can do things ourselves, that's very important. So me, myself, anything that I want to do in this life, I'm very confident, and I know that I can achieve it. It's just the plan. You have to have that plan to get from point A to point B, and you never fail until you stop trying. That's what I always say. You never, ever fail until you stop trying. Oh, and my show is tomorrow. My show is tomorrow, and I will definitely love for everyone to tune in, and it's about a man's love for a woman. So please tune in tomorrow, 9:30 p.m., The Power of Thoughts.
Oh, wow. Wow. I definitely want to set that rain check, and I'm definitely want to come on and join you tomorrow. Thank you so much for everything that you are and being for us and our great company of WBNN. Love you with the heart and soul of me. So now, woman of God, the businesswoman, thank you so much. I know it's something that we haven't really even scratched the surface, but leave us with another jewel. Matter of fact, we'll put them in suspense. I want you to share with them how they can be supportive of you and how they can contact you in closing, if you will.
You can always go to my website at edavis, www.edavisllc.org. Follow me on Facebook at edavisllc. And you can always send me an email at writersblockpub@yahoo.com.
Thank you so much. Now, attentive listen notice, before I bring this young man up here, Hall of Fame 4 times, as I cue you, the attentive listening audience, and even Hall of Fame 4 times himself. One of the many different titles and attributes in which he has, he's also a life coach for many of us, yours truly included. To me, he's like a red Auerbach. As a matter of fact, when I took time to study, you know, one of the greatest coaches of our era, that was something that he said, and I'm going to take time to be swift with it because I want him to come on within Goji time. But I want y'all to hear me, attentive listening audience, for what I'm about to say. Not only did he open the door, and this is a key point, listen, he was able to bring on and make a part of the team one of the greatest African-American players to ever play the game of basketball as we know it, who was known as, and may continue to travel as, Wim Felton, right? And, you know, he was able to do that question that the media had asked Red Auerbach, and this is where it really reminded me of the person the Hall of Fame 4-time is. They asked him during that time, how are you going to handle him? And his response was, he's a human being, and human beings don't need to be handled. Animals need to be handled. That type of mindset, that type of openness, that type of heart and brilliance is the one that's the CEO of our great company. So with no further ado, it's Ngozi time.
You gotta move, you got to move. Oh, you gotta move, baby, you got to move. If you keep on mistreating me, baby, you got to move. I said, you gotta move, you got to move. Move on, oh, you got to move. If you keep on dogging me, baby, you got to move. My mother told me long time ago, watch out for women, oh, they can hurt your soul. And if you keep on hurting me like you do, and you gotta move. I said, you gotta move, you got to move. Move on, oh, you got to move. Now if you keep on dogging me around, you gotta move. You keep on mistreating me, oh, we got to part. I hate to let you go, baby, but oh, you got to move. Let me tell you one more time, you gotta move, get away from me, baby, oh, you got to move. Now if you keep on hurting my heart, girl, you gotta move. One more time, move on. You got to move from me, baby. Oh, you gotta move. I hate to let you go, baby, but oh, you got to move.
First of all, to E. Davis, can you hear me loud and clear, little sister? First of all, to the international world, this business analyst that we know and love has given our heart and soul to the one and only Beverly Nation, which I'm so proud of. But mostly, I'm proud of her stepping out in her own podcast, The E. Davis Show. She came to me and said, hey, it's not for y'all to know. I'm going to say, hey. And she listened to what I had to say. And her being energetic, palatable, forceful, and resourceful, she is going to take the next step in podcast history for her own self-sufficiency. I'm so proud of you. Continue
Thank
to
you.
Move, because like Sam Cook said, you got to move. Did you hear what Sam said?
I heard him.
All right. Congratulations to you and all that you do. And I'm proud of you. Love you and nothing you can do about it.
Amen. I love you more.
And tonight, going to the Lifetime Achiever of the Academy of Greatness, the International Radio Hall of Fame. What more can I say about our brother, Honi Bakatun? He is a master and what he does. And I have Gina Stone calling tonight, another great host on our wonderful network, which I'm so proud. Congratulations to Honi Bakatun on his 93rd WBNN all-time connection record, honoring our late great Hall of Famer, Darlene Lawrence, tonight. And before I go into Ngozi time, I got another ditty because it's so important. And then I'll give you my final thoughts. Yes.
Somebody have mercy
and tell me what is wrong with me. Somebody have mercy and tell me what is wrong with me. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know how I stand the things this woman do to me. Let me tell you, when I think about how she do me, the tears fall down like rain, when I think about how she do me, the tears fall down like rain, when I think I got her chained down, she starts acting up again, but oh, let me tell you, I'm going down to the bus station with a suitcase in my hand. Yes, I am. I'm going down to the bus station with a suitcase in my hand. Yes, I am. I'm gonna grab me a armful of Greyhound and ride just as far as I can and blow that thing for me now. Yeah. I wonder what is wrong with me. Lord have mercy. Somebody have mercy. I wonder what is wrong with me. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know how I stand the things this woman do to me. Go that one more time while I tell them. I'm standing here wondering, baby, will I matchbox hold my clothes? Yes, I am. Standing wondering, baby, will a matchbox hold my clothes? Yes, I am. Oh, I got a long way to get there, and I got a short time to go. One more time, oh, oh.
Our eighth tribute in the history of the network since 2015 to the one and only, the greatest singer of all time, Samuel Cooke from Clarksdale, Mississippi. And growing up in Chicago, he learned and earned his way to self-sufficient time of his death, where he told the people, powers that be, no, you can have it all. I can start it all over again. He walked out that meeting as a man and didn't know that 11 hours later he'd be killed for being a man. Are you willing to die for your convictions? If you're not, you're a punk ass. No matter what you believe, no matter what... who told you that you were great? Do you know who your children are right now? Parents. I've always said that you cannot be an effective parent if you're not an effective adult. Tomorrow night, we come back on the storied BNN, a young lady that not only does her show with the power of thought, but also is a linguistic master, bilingually, with, you know, Yonasi Paramate. But it's not about that. It's about the power of thoughts tomorrow night. And the uber-talented Tiana Speaks. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, WBNN has advertising to it and goes through time multimedia. Center us Google, Instagram, and X, or known as Twitter. Ola Dudley Malay, when goes here, Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Olay, day, lay. Dot and goes to my gmail.com. I am. 2012. Shout out to Ricky R. Jones. Love you, girl, and you're listening tonight. You know how we started this thing, huh? Would be none of this without me and you. But I'm still the wonder. Dr. Oladele Malay, when he goes to saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. You know why? Because you love me. There ain't nothing you can do about it. And now back to the two-time. How about this? The two-time outstanding overall host of the year, 2018 and 2020, the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, enshrinee for the class of 2020. But most importantly, the lifetime achiever in the Hall of Fame in 2022, the Honorable Mr. Magic Man Haru. But you know him as Huni Bach Atun. And all the folks out there that don't know his name, did you hear the show tonight?
Can you do? Attentive listening audience, first of all, I want to say personally, thank you so much to everyone, especially ones that was there from our opening night to the new ones that was listening and hearing me for the very first time tonight. Thank you so much for giving up some of your time, space, and energy. Because when it comes to self-sufficiency, being able to think, okay, and that's one of the things as a master sound therapist and a master sound healer, and commonly known as the grand architect of the universe, something that I would say or write is going to spark an interest on the inside of you. That's the key. That's the key point I want you to zone into. In regards to whatever we're going through, in regards to whatever challenges and stuff that we face. And no weapons shall really prosper. And we are not going to give energy to the beings that want to work constantly to try to destroy us as individuals, because that's where they had us at. They want to keep us in a state of fear, but we got to remain fearless. And I thank many of you individually and collectively for being there. And what I wanted to say is something very, very special. Honored guest was still is an inspiration for me. For me to take time to become an LLC in sound therapy, I don't mention it too much up here. It's because to me, this is the first place I want y'all to search for me. Through your search engine, you can find me on Instagram and all that kind of stuff like that, right? But my main thing is, it was through this great network that allowed me to even be a nominee and a Hall of Fame unanimous my very first year. And when you got beings such as our CEO, the tone of voice that you just heard, the good doctors, I like to call them, Hall of Fame four times, there was a time during that whole campaign that he wanted it a lot more than what I did personally. I'm not saying I didn't want it, but that's where good coaching comes from. Not only inspire us to do better, to think better, and to do better. So I give thanks, as I always do. I give thanks to all and all who's in all, through all, above, and in comparison all. And on that note, we will aware you will return with another advancement in another 30 evenings from tonight. Thank you.
Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your daddy's all alone. I tried so hard in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart. Oh, darling, why do we have to part? 'Cause every hour in the day, you can hear me saying, baby, baby, won't you please come home? Baby, honey, won't you please come home? 'Cause your daddy's so alone.
I tried so hard in vain. Never no more, never no more to call your name. Now when you left me, oh, you just broke my heart. Darling, why do we have to part? 'Cause every hour in the day, even my neighbors way across the street, they can hear me sing, baby, oh, if you love me, you better, come home.